ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, let's do the damn thing. We're flying by the seat of our pants today. Let's get you updated on everything that's going on nationally and locally. By far, one of the biggest national stories is Powerball, the Powerball jackpot. We won Powerball last night.
We sure did.
We won Powerball.
Which one?
I wandered around the office before I left yesterday, and I shook people down for $20. And I walked out of here with $200. So 10 people chipped in, $20 each, and I went and bought 100 tickets.
Oh, we had to have won something big. Come on.
Sat down this morning, kind of zipped through the numbers. Now, I didn't do a very thorough investigation, but preliminary. $32.
Oh. Like
I think
each?
We won total.
You guys gonna split that up?
$3.20 for each of us.
Get yourself a gumball, Kate, and knock yourself
I think
out.
We're gonna let it roll.
We're gonna put that back in.
Should
right?
we let it roll?
Yeah, right. Let's go.
I haven't sent that out on the group text yet because I feel like they might be up now. It's almost 7.
And you showed up to work today, so that really tells us all we need to know.
I know. Did you like my comment when I sent out the picture of the tickets yesterday?
Oh, that you hope you never see us again? Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I saw it.
Here's what I said. I sent it out to all, 9 of you. I said, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but I hope none of us ever have to see each other again. Good luck.
Everybody loved it.
Everybody loved it.
My fingers crossed emoji I sent. I'm like, yes, please.
Somebody wrote back, heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody said, ditto, said with love. And then I love Sean. He's a jackass, our sales manager. After we win, everyone still needs to report to work the next day.
Oh.
And I wrote back, absolutely, I'll need to collect my things.
I've got important stuff there in the office.
We did not get a grand prize winner, though, so nobody won the $1.4 billion, so it rolls to $1.7 right now. I'm sure we'll win that one, Katie, once we roll it over.
You know what I heard, Jer? Second time's a charm.
Is that what it is?
That's what I heard.
All right, well, I'll go to the gas station today.
Well.
Let it roll over.
When is that one? That's Monday, right, I believe?
Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Saturday.
Yep, so Wednesday, Monday, Saturday.
So we'll know this weekend if we're going to be in on Monday or not. We shall see. What else is going on? Oh, the big celebrity stuff from yesterday is they released the cast of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes!
Season 34. We used to sit down and watch this goofy show like every damn season. Then it got kind of like, I mean, real D-list celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Topanga's on there this year.
I'm telling you, I might sit down and watch this because Topanga. Danielle Fisher, right?
Yeah. Also, one of Taylor Swift's dancers is on it.
Corey Feldman's on there.
Really?
Hilaria Baldwin.
I'm excited. Robert Irwin's on there.
His older sister, Bindi,
I believe, won it a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I just love the Irwin family. I don't know. Something like their zest for life is
Well, now they
so
have a zest for dance.
They do. They got a zest for dancing. I don't know how they say it in Australian.
Andy Richter's going to be on there, which he was always funny.
Yeah.
As Conan O'Brien's sidekick. And then Alex Earle.
Call her daddy.
Oh,
podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a looker. She's an attractive woman.
Okay, yeah. We get it.
Okay, she's pretty.
No,
she's
my
pretty.
Thing is with this show, though, is they always put people on who have dance experience. And I'm like, I thought the whole point was for people to not be, like, be, you know,
I think Robert
experts.
Irwin has a lot of dance experience.
Well, but Hilaria Baldwin does. There are people who go on this show already knowing how to dance. And that is always the
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, it's always the argument is it's like, how fair is it to the people who can't? You know,
I will say when Von Miller was on there, he did not look like he could dance.
He did it. And you would think he could. Like the man, you know,
he's a sack master.
He's
yeah.
got rhythm. So that's where I was like, I thought for sure he would be able to cut a rug out there. But no, not so much. I knew you were going to do that.
Alex Earl. What a girl, Alex Earl.
Okay. Can she dance? So that's the question.
Oh, she can. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on? Come on.
Really,
oh my
really
gosh.
I don't even know.
Is that all you got?
Are you done now?
I got to sit back. Okay. I don't even smoke, but I need to sit.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Have you never seen her before?
I have, but I was watching some of the interviews this morning with them and all their dancers and
her eyes sparkle.
They were all done up and yeah.
She's pretty. She
I had no
pretty.
Idea.
She's pretty.
Oh gosh.
Good looking.
What's going on with the sports stuff?
Ah, yes, sports. Jeremy, play me my theme music,
oh,
baby.
Yeah, it's tonight, huh?
Let's go. We got NFL football back tonight. Thursday Ooh. Night football. We are kicking off the season as the Eagles host the Cowboys tonight at 6:20 Mountain Time. It is on NBC and or Peacock, depending on how you want to watch it. I can't even tell you how excited I am. I am so excited for this NFL season. I actually have, for the first time in a very long time, high hopes for Mr. Bo Nix and the Broncos. I really do think they're going to be good this season. How good? We'll find out.
10 wins.
10 plus wins, hopefully. I think that'd be awesome. Is your friend doing that bet again, Jer?
So, yeah, I made my friend do a bet last year. Yeah. It was 10 wins, and he won $800. And he texted me. He's like, what bet should I make this year? And I go,
good.
Same bet.
Let's do it.
It's same bet.
Roll it 10. Back.
10, we'll do it again. I go, it rhymes.
Yeah, totally. I love
or
that.
You'll
and
do
I
it
think
again.
That is I think that is really smart. I think that's yeah. a good safe bet this year. The Broncos have possibly, if not already, the number one defense in the NFL. So I'm looking forward to that. And then some exciting news. Tomorrow there is a special event NFL game. There's almost never an NFL game on a Friday night, but because yeah. the NFL is kicking off, they are given a chance for YouTuber Mr. Beast to, in quotations, by the NFL, and we have a little quote from him
snippet.
Here.
Here you go.
Today marks an historic first. The NFL is now under the ownership of one individual, Jimmy Donaldson, Mr. Beast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, that is right. I officially own the NFL, and I think it's time for some changes. So, for my very first change, we are going to be changing the rosters from 53 players to 54 and giving that new roster spot to a YouTuber.
No, Jimmy, we can't.
Well, I already did.
No!
Whoa! I kind of wish that'd be like a real thing because you'd see people die on TV. But
no,
would be funny to see a YouTuber try because there's a lot of athletic YouTubers
yeah,
out there. I think
sure
of like Dude Perfect. I think of all those other guys that are yeah. really athletic kind of beasts out there.
Yeah.
In, you know, in quotation,
dude
quotation Dad. Mr. Beast. Yes, dude. But also like... I think it's cool that they're giving the chance for the YouTubers to host the game tomorrow. So I think that is kind of cool instead of like the normal actual commentators that they have. The YouTubers, the very famous ones, will be commentating the game and being a huge part of the actual whole show. So NFL kicks off this weekend. I am so excited. I'll be parked on my couch on Sunday.
There's a bunch of stuff going around. They say football is still our favorite sport in America by far, and it's like 50% of people
not even
absolutely love football. The NBC Universal has already sold out of all their advertising spots for the Super Bowl on February 8th.
That's crazy.
The company was asking $7 million for a 30-second commercial.
Wow.
And they've already sold out. Jeez. Pepsi and Doritos, they've jumped on all those.
Can I just say, though, it is a little unnerving to look at how close we are to Idiocracy with all this, though, because if you look at the YouTubers hosting an NFL game, we are now getting into our entertainment within our game of entertainment. Like, we have to have more things to keep our attention and
it
keep us interested.
It brings people like me in, though.
I guess
that's
it does,
the thing. They want to reach
again,
the worldwide, because you have the diehard fans.
It just reminds me of that TV screen with all the tickers, and it has to, like, it just is going. Like, that's what this reminds me of. We need entertainment within our entertainment to keep us entertained. And, woo,
Why do you think the NFL set up Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
I know. It's so funny to me,
though. You know who they need to bring
on? One step closer.
To do a little commentary and talk about things. That Alex
Not
Earl.
Alex. Oh,
you see, guys seen that Alex Earl?
Yeah. Yeah, I know why you like her. I just looked her up. She looks just like Sydney Sweeney. She looks just like
Sydney
Sweeney.
Way hotter than Sydney
Sweeney.
Yeah,
she doesn't have
the sleepy eyes. She looks just like
Sydney
Sweeney. Just like her.
How old
so
is
I
she?
I can see. I can
she's got to be like 24 years old or something.
She was born in 2000. She's 24.
That's there you go.
It'd be creepy for me. All right.
I got a chance.
Creepy. I'm just joking. What's the local stuff, Katie?
All right. Well, this story, oh my gosh.
What?
Okay. So the Denver Police Department, they had to open up an internal investigation because back in August, an officer gave a free ride to a British DJ. So, Josh, are you familiar with the electronic duo Gordon City?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently a police officer picked them up from DIA and then took them on like a high speed ride. I mean, we're talking crazy fast. And the reason they found out about it, they would have gotten away with it. But the people from Gordon City posted this video online. And that's how the folks at the Denver Police Department
found
out about it. And the officer's body-worn camera, which they need to have on for a lot of their, you know, working hours, it was not activated. And so they're having to look into this now because they said, they're like, we don't know if the officer didn't think he was doing something wrong, you know, because he wasn't trying to be malicious.
Play innocent.
He was just trying to, you know, do something fun for this DJ.
Picked up a couple
town.
Of blokes.
Exactly. We'll show you how we do it in Denver. Smile high, baby. So it just like to me, I feel like that might have been it. The officer was trying to flex a little bit, didn't realize that he could have gotten in trouble. But now,
well, if you're flying down a highway,
probably, I mean,
that's that could kill you.
Rider.
They didn't say how fast he was going, but obviously they're concerned if they had to open up an internal investigation. So this one's still going. We'll have to see. It's now under review, but the funny thing is, too, another thing about this story is when they were looking into it, the police department was like, oh, yeah, I guess like we'll have to see. We'll go back and review the footage and this and this and that. And then once they did that, the news people reached out and it was like, so what is your assumption now? They're like, well, we can't talk about it. Now it's under review. We have to shut our mouths. We can't talk about it. So they just shut it down. So that's all the information that we have on it now. But how crazy, right? Just flying down 225. What up?
That's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what we do in America?
You want to run a red light?
Here we go. a rare sighting with birds. So the elusive wood stork.
They found the wood stork?
They did find the wood stork.
I've been looking for the wood stork for years.
You'll be happy to know they found it in Broomfield. Colorado is not its home.
Was it a bar?
No. Colorado's not its home, and that's why it's big news.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the wood stork.
Well, this bird typically is in like Florida and Mexico, and they're saying that it hasn't been seen in Colorado.
Jeez.
The last time a wood stork was sighted in Colorado, 1934.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Almost took a wrong turn.
Found him.
Yes, exactly. So apparently this bird was spotted flying over City Park in Denver on the 17th of August and then was spotted in Broomfield after that. But it is a pretty big deal. And again,
it's a big deal.
It looks like if you look at the picture, it looks just like the stork that we see in, you know, the nursery rhymes and stuff. It just doesn't have, obviously, the white thing with the baby hanging
He's
off
got a,
its bill.
Oh, they don't? They don't
they
take
don't
babies?
That. Yeah, because that's what I was looking for. I was
obviously
like, a stork
no baby
should be carrying
from
a,
its mouth.
There
it's
should
not
be.
How they're made.
That's how storks they, like roll, right?
A lot
that's
of them
like,
live in South America. Like,
card.
They're barely in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
guy took a wrong
it's
turn.
It's a tropical
I've been
bird.
Going down to Florida for years looking
well,
for
Well, that's why it's such a big deal. It's a tropical bird, and it's been sighted here in Colorado. So
he's like, it's so dry. He has little drinks with umbrellas.
Hey. If you're looking for a wood stork, we found it.
Awesome.
Okay.
I got to get out and get some pictures of this thing while
exactly.
I can.
Exactly. Okay. Scottish-Irish Festival. Have you guys done that in Estes Park?
Skiddly-diddly-no.
No, I haven't.
I love this. So I actually got to go quite a few times for one of the old radio stations that I worked at. And this thing, It is just amazing. The food, you can find your clan. I know, Josh, you are Irish and Scottish.
Very, yeah.
This is where you need to be. Your people are in Estes Park.
Got to go put on my skirt and get up there.
You do. They have skirts. You need to go there. So they have like the shield. What are those called? The coat of armor, the family.
The family crest.
Family
coat of arms.
Crest. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So they have, it's really neat. You can just like walk around the festival and each family crest is on display.
That's cool. It's a
and
lion.
Then there's people in skirts telling you all about them. It's amazing.
Mine's a wood stork. I got a wood stork on mine.
Do you? Katie, go up there and tell a man that you like his skirt.
I will.
He'll see what he does.
Okay.
See what he does.
Yeah, we'll be besties.
I know, okay. Katie. She's like, what you got under that skirt?
Oh.
What you hiding?
You have a wood stork underneath that skirt?
Is that a bagpipe? Are you happy to see me?
Okay. He's like, it's actually a bagpipe.
It's actually a bagpipe. And then up in Fort Lupton, another festival for you to get in on, the Tomato Festival.
Yeah.
Yes, it is free for all to get in, and they've got the stuff. So they've got a cooking contest tonight. So bring your best tasty tomato treat. You got to get your recipe in by 4. Okay,
just bring a jar of marinara.
Yes, whatever your tomato recipe is, do it.
It says pesto on it.
Safeway marinara.
You just take the label off.
It says pesto right there.
Street dance tomorrow night, pancake breakfast, and a parade on Saturday.
All right.
And all the tomato tea you can handle. I mean, if you want to know about a tomato, this is where you find out. And again, Fort Lupton, it starts tonight and runs through the weekend. So there you go.
I hope they throw tomatoes at people in the parade.
They have to.
Like, at the people in the parade, and then they can fire them back to the people in the crowd.
They have to.
That's a parade I would go to.
You're right. So you can peg people with tomatoes.
Yes, all day long.
I mean, I'd be
all
there too, so
long.
I get it.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.